Not sure that anybody can hear me. I will nevertheless try as best I can to share with you a few debates on the parasha. I'm coming from Ravaya on the way to Beit Ilon, and therefore was delayed. Let me share with you a beautiful thought, Gevaldige thought. You find in this week's parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. He says, Rav Lachem, you have plenty. Why are you complaining? We find later, when Moshe Rabbeinu davens to enter Eretz Yisrael, the parasha's last Chanan, that the Rabbeinu Shalom says, Rav Lach, Taltaisef Daber Oid, the Dabar Hazeh. Taltaisef, don't hear any more praise to David for entering Eretz Yisrael. The Rashi brings that Moshe Rabbeinu said Rav Lach, and the Rabbeinu Shalom neither commanded neither. He said Rav Lach, Taltaisef Daber Eli Oid. The question is, what's going on? When Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kairach and his people, Rav Lach, Taltaisef Daber Rav Lach, Bnei Levi, Rav Lach and Bnei Levi, he wasn't doing anything bad. He was telling them, you have enough? Well, he cashed them down to Hunah. Do you also want to be kind of them? Why should I should be punished for it? Dabar Pella. Rav Schwab says a beautiful answer. Rav Schwab explains the feelings of the Levim in this week's parasha. You see, every time Klal Yisrael was encamped, Danani HaKavod listed, and the trumpets blew, and Klal Yisrael had to move, all of the members of Klal Yisrael quickly packed their bands, bundled up their children, and get ready to travel. However, by the B'nai Levi, it was different. The men were running to the Mishkan. They had to pack up the Mishkan. Their wives were left fending for themselves. Their wives traveled fending for themselves without their husbands to help them. It was quite difficult. But the Levian did it. They worked very hard. Their wives sacrificed. The family traveled. They arrived at a destination. When they got there, once again, the Levian worked very hard. Their wives had to pitch tent and set up a house by themselves because the Levim were busy with the Mishkan. The Levim setting up the Mishkan, setting up these very heavy crushing. It was sweaty work. It was very, very difficult work. They were fashmit. They were exhausted. They were out of breath. And finally, they could put up the Mishkan. What happens next? The Kayanim come. They say, Levim, move away. It's us for fear to be here. It's Machdash Chinna. The Kayanim, they're not Fashmit. They travel by easily. They come in their regal begadim. And they get all the attention. They get the portion of the Karbonis that I brought. How do the Levim feel? They worked so hard. Did all the hard work. And when it comes time for the glory, they step aside for the Kayanim. No wonder the Bnei Kairach felt bad. No wonder the Levim felt bad. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, Rav Lachem B'nei Levi. He said, you have a big schus. It might be hard, it might be difficult, there may not be any glory in it. Rav Lachem, appreciate your schar. Appreciate what you're doing. That's the story of this week's parasha. Then, in Parshas Vaschana, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me go to Eretz Yisrael. And as Chazal say, Moshe Rabbeinu complained. He said, I had but two days tried. I went through a lot of difficulties with these people. I went through a lot of Nisyonos, a lot of difficulties and disputes. And now I can't see Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Shalom said, Rav Lach, remember what you told them, Bnei Levi? Remember you told them that all the hard work is kedai? Even if you don't have the glory at the end. The same thing with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. All the hard workers can die even if you don't have the glory at the end. Beautiful comparison. Beautiful lesson. We're willing to work hard to make things happen. The glory, the covet, that's not what worried it's for. This is Rav Schwarzburn on the parashah. In the Torah, Al HaTorah, he asks the question. We have in this week's parashah that a simon is done. 12 sticks are placed out, left overnight, and in the morning, Aaron HaKohen's stick is the one that blossoms. That's a sign that Aaron was chosen. The Torah is the kasha. He says, what do you mean that's a sign Aaron was chosen? That's not true. It's only a sign that Shemit Levi was chosen. Every Nasi put out his stick. And it says, the Pharisee of the Pasuk, that Aaron did it, that's the representative of Shemit Levi. So it's a raya to Mata Levi. It's not a raya to Aaron HaKohen. And the people of Yikashem got Kula, they were fighting all the Kula. A great kasha. There's another kasha which many ask, that after the earth opened up and swallowed up the Nekairach, and after the fire went out and destroyed the Makrive Akatiras, why was it necessary to have another synod with the sticks and the flowers? Wasn't it adequate, these other miracles? And the Torah answers based on the insight which we have discussed on numerous occasions. And that is that the Avodah of the Mechayrim, had they not sinned at the Egel, the Mechayrim would not have been Kayanim. That's the Shita of the Maral and others. Mechayrim would have been Levian. Aaron had gone already from before they left Mitzrayim. And Aaron had gone in the Viacha and Pasha Shemayim, Pasha Kesikakuna. The Bechayrim, according to the Maral, were only supposed to have Levia. What does that have to do with this week's parasha? Says the Torah. For this, they complained about the Kuna. For that, the fire of the Makrivi Akatiras and the opening of the earth, the Kairach proved that Aaron was to be Kayan. That's fine. Now the people are complaining, why should Shemit Levi be chosen? Let's go with the Bechayrim. Why Shemit Levi? Kalaida Kulam Kedoshim, let every family have an opportunity. But then it was the second sinon. The sinon of the stick, of the flowers, it was made to show that the lady was chosen. So the first miracles were made to show that Aaron was chosen out of Kayan. The miracle with the stick was made to show that Shevet Levi was chosen from among the Shvat. And this idea we discussed the Parshas Baalos about 2 years ago, where we find the Levian exchanged for the Bechayrim. Aaron and his sons are not part of that Levian that are exchanged. The Pasuk says Aaron and his sons were in charge, but it's clear they were not included in that exchange. Maral says that that's because the Bechayrim and Levian were vying for the same job. It had nothing to do with the Kuhuna. There's another ayah. In Parshas Kitzaveh, it says that make me the Kuhuna la'arayin u'levanov, make it for Aaron and his children. There's a machlekes Rashi in the Ramban. If Parshas Kitzaveh was after or before the Chet HaEgel. If Yehuda was before the Chet HaEgel, if Bechayrim was supposed to be Kayanim, why does the Pasuk say, La'arim u'levanam? That's also a proof that the Bechayrim were not supposed to be Kayanim, they were just supposed to be Levian. And so, in my abbreviated session today, and I hope you were able to hear me as I'm speaking from the vehicle, from a car, we have two thoughts, Rav Schwab's thought on Rav Bochem, and in other addition to something we discussed in the past, the Torah thought on the explanation of the Mateu Yifrach, the miracle of the blossoming of the stick. And with this, I apologize once again for being late in my joining and beginning this broadcast. I hope everybody who stuck with it felt it was worthwhile. I couldn't shout this to one and all.